morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rob, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you, Andres?
Very good.
Thank you for doing your homework.
Thank you for reading it. Do you remember the last time that we were together and it was taking a while to connect?
I was
in another line? Okay. Just to let you know that today happened exactly the same, but as you told me that you were always on time, I connect at 8:55 and I waited until 9:02 and then nobody was there. I disconnect and I call again and it went me inside the call.
Huh. That's weird.
Just to let you know that it could happen to somebody else, and I'm calling right now from the phone in the office.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think
what
that I wrote your mobile, I wrote it wrong. Can you tell me another time the mobile, please, Rob?
Sure. It's 317-418-8624.
I did it right. I did it wrong. Amanda is not in the office. I don't know if something happened to her, but it's supposed she always gets here earlier than 9:00. We can start without her, and I know that today is an important day for her. But later she can listen to the record. We are going to be starting the the structural organization part of the business, and she's going to be in charge of that part.
Right. Okay. So, let's spend a few minutes on your plan, all right?
Okay.
Tell me what you what you like about it, what you're worried about, what you think is good, what you don't. You know, tell me what you think.
About my actual plan or about what?
The memo you sent to me.
Okay. My problem that I'm having right now is how to sell the idea to the clients on what to tell them about how it's going to change their lives, or actually, how it's going to change the way how they are going to benefit from from the Supernova. We have been doing with them this business for a long time, and I talked to some of them, and they were like, we are going to be spending more time. We have been doing very good. That way, and normally the answer is the reason why we move from one bank to the other one is because we like you. Why we want to spend more time? And that's
true.
And it could be good. And what I get out of this, I am not selling on the right way the Supernova. And I think that, what I was thinking yesterday is, I detect 27 people that I know that if I sell it on the right way, they could benefit from Supernova. That way, I took that 50%, more or less 50% of my rep code number one, my tier one clients.
Yep.
And I will start working with them, but I have to rephrase the way that I sell it. That way, I will ask you for a favor. If you can send me some bullet points on how the client benefits out of Supernova, how he can benefit of spending 10, 20, 30 minutes a month on the system. I know how I can benefit, but I'm not selling on the right way to them. If you can help me with that, I will really appreciate that.
All right. Well, let's just do that right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Number one is you eliminate what I call the insidious thieves of time. Okay? And this is a very big client benefit, but it's also a benefit for you. So, what are the thieves of time? Well, for one is phone tag. You familiar with phone tag?
No, what's that? Is the tag that you put in the in your
phone tag is when you call them, and then they call you, and then you call them, and they call you, and you still haven't connected.
To be honest, I'm really lucky, or I don't know, but normally when I call the clients, they take the phone call. They take it. If they are in a meeting, they take the phone call and they say, I call you back in less than an hour, and they do.
Okay, so one is phone tag, which is real, whether or not it's, okay, it eliminates interruptions, meaning you're not calling them in the middle of a meeting.
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
That will work, okay.
All right. Next, you have an agenda, okay? And you give the client time to create their part of the agenda. So you send them an agenda a week in advance of what you're going to cover on the call. And if you're going to cover an educational topic, you send that, okay? But then you ask the client, if you have an item or two that you would like to add to the agenda, please do. So we'll put client's agenda. Okay, so then the client is prepared. Okay, client is prepared. Because you tell them ahead of time what it is that you're going to discuss. All right, so think of it as a board of directors, and you're having a board meeting on the phone. So you send them the agenda for what the board is going to cover and what they need to read or be prepared for. Okay, then you send them an executive summary. And the executive summary says, this is what we discussed, this is the action steps we're going to take, this is who's responsible, and this is by when it's going to get done. So if the client has to bring together some papers, or they need to meet with a lawyer, it's on the agenda. So that eliminates what we call in compliance the I say, you say problem. Okay?
Okay.
So from a compliance point of view, your compliance officer will love this.
Agree.
The other part that's really important to understand is that every client gets a financial plan, whether it be a formal written plan, or a partially written plan, every client gets a plan. Okay? And that eliminates the other compliance issue of knowing your client.
Okay?
Okay? So it's know your client. Okay, I say, you say,
mm-hmm.
You say, no, I'm running you. Okay,
say,
so,
mm-hmm.
So then,
mm-hmm.
the other problem is documenting your conversations in terms of keeping a history, right? So, you, this is not client-based, this is you-based. You get the benefit of taking notes about every phone call, okay? So you have that documented. So you've taken care of every single compliance issue that you could ever have. Now, it doesn't mean clients aren't going to sue you, but they aren't going to win, okay? As long as you do ethical things. You do unethical things, of course they'll win.
Here I have some good points, and then, that I can sell to the clients that will be invited.
Yeah, so here's the game. I mean, the game is, look, your time is valuable, Mr. Client. I want to make it the most efficient time we can have. The world is changing very fast. South America is recovering very fast. It's going to be an important economic driver of the world economy now. That's clear. We want to talk monthly, okay? Because things are changing so fast. And we want to do it efficiently. I don't want to waste your time. So what we're going to have is a regularly scheduled briefing every month. Okay? It's going to be scheduled. We'll have an agenda for it. We'll cover your personal issues as well as economic issues. This way I'm not calling and interrupting you in the middle of a meeting. And you don't know if it's important or not important. You call me back, and it's just a regular check-in. What if it's something critical? Okay, so I won't call you outside of these scheduled appointments unless it's critical. And then you don't need to call me because you know you're going to be getting a monthly call. So what you do is you have an idea or an issue, you write it down. I'm going to give you a folder, you write it down in the folder, or you keep it in your computer. And then, when it comes time for our call, you bring those issues up, you either send it in as part of the agenda, so I can be prepared, or you just bring it up on the call. So you're prepared. And then I'm going to send you an executive summary of things that we've agreed to do together. And before all we do that, we're going to have a financial plan. We're going to operate. That's going to be an organic financial plan, meaning it's going to be a living thing. It's going to work. We're going to work on it all the time. It's going to be adjusted all the time as the situation changes.
Okay.
So we're upgrading the level of service. You're now becoming an executive client. Okay. So we treat you like you're the CEO. And you said, what we say to them, we're going to operate as if you're the CEO of your family office company, and I'm going to be your chief financial officer. And so we need to talk regularly. So you think you can sell that?
Yes.
That's what we needed to do today, wasn't it?
Perfect. I mean, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. First, you have to be able to sell Supernova, or none of this works.
Right.
I mean, you know intuitively it's a good idea, but if you can't sell it, doesn't work, right?
And can I ask you something? I define the clients, the actual clients, the one that I will offer the Supernova, I define them the people that, ideally, people that can grow. That with me they have 2 million, and I know that I can get to 5 million.
Yep.
That kind of people is the one that that it will be invited, because if already I have 100%, and please give me your comment about that, if we already have the 100% of the assets. for what do I need to invite them to Supernova?
Well, here's the difference, okay? Now, I don't mind you doing these clients first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to think about it, okay? We're creating a brand like Coca-Cola, or a brand like Mercedes, or a brand like any great brand that you value. And we're only as good as our worst client, okay? I always say to people, your brand isn't determined by your best client, but by your worst client. Okay? So the question becomes, if you're giving one set of clients Supernova service and another set of clients something else, what's your brand?
But
okay.
It will take so much time.
That's okay. Don't worry about that right now. Do the program that you are comfortable with right now. Okay? Because it's going to be a big improvement over what you were doing.
Okay.
And then we will figure it out. We will figure out how we get the time. Now, I hate to say this. But as your business coach, it's the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of your clients give you, or 20% of your clients give you 80% of your business. Right? So the question becomes, who are those clients? How do you get more of them? And how do you not spend time on the other activities? And one of the risks that you have is that you are now expanding your activities without necessarily increasing your revenues. Meaning you're going to take on another country. Okay? I worry that you're getting too diluted in your geographic distribution of your time. It may be smart. It may be brilliant. It may be that we end up in doing all our business in Chile. But there's a price you're going to pay for that. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, if we think about it, if we could concentrate all our business in a 20-mile area around your office, that would be the most efficient, right?
Absolutely. That would be great.
Okay. So every time we go further away from the office, we're costing ourselves profitability. All right. Mm-hmm. And then when we go way far away, and then we go to a whole other country, we're costing ourselves profitability. So those clients have got to be spectacular.
Agreed.
Okay.
For the people in Chile, these new clients that I will be going to prospect, I'm focusing on only family offices, big tickets. Hopefully, I will present myself as none of the regular stuff, just alternative investment. On the alternative investment, the idea is go with big tickets, between $1 and $5 million tickets, and also they will last long time. And in that case, after they get in on one deal, I just have to do regular phone calls, and that's it. There's nothing else. I will not fly to visit them. I will continue just prospecting. But anyway,
remember our brand. You know, remember our brand. Our brand is everybody's a Supernova client, especially if they have the money. Okay?
And do you think that that will come later, but what I will go and sell them is the Supernova program without to visit a year, because Chile is way far away.
I doubt it is. Why do you think I'm bringing this up?
I will just go one time, and I will have time also to visit my family. I will do it. If I fly 1 week, I can do 1 weekend there, and my family is from Chile.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the two things on one trip. I will do 4 days of work, 3 days of pleasure, and then take the plane back. Something like that.
I think you're going to need 2 weeks there. Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, it's a long way.
Okay. Can you believe that sometimes I go to Chile for the weekend?
You're crazy. I think it's 10 days maybe, okay? Think about that.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, you see your family on the weekend, and then, you know, you have seven, you know, whatever. You think about it. But I think it's, you know, it's a little more than that, especially if you get a number of clients. But, you know, if we could have a critical mass, we need to have 10 clients there. Okay. You need 10 clients to make it work for you. Where you see 2 a day for 5 days. And then you prospect 2. And then you have time for your family. So that's, you know, let's say 8 or 9 days. Something like that. 3 days with your family, 5 days with your business. Seeing 2 clients a day. And I'm okay with you seeing them once a year. That's okay. But I still want you to do the other 12, you know, the 12 contacts.
Yeah.
You don't have to do 2 in person when you're going to another country like that. You can do just 1.
Perfect.
Okay.
I put also the monthly agenda of the trips. The reason why I put it there is for you to have an idea that sometimes, like in El Salvador, well, we are having 33 clients that they are tier one. They want the clients that can grow with the business and can continue growing. On that 33, and I'm planning 3 trips a year, I will have to, there's 5 or 6 clients that I have to repeat at least twice. But there are some others that I will have to see them only one time in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
And in Guatemala, there's 2 trips, and I can visit everybody in the 2 trips twice a year. In Guatemala, I'm okay. Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama, 11 clients, I will have to choose. There's one country that I will not go, and I think that it's going to be Nicaragua. Because in Nicaragua, I'm going only twice a year. But what I'm trying to show you here, there are some clients that I will not see them in the whole year, and that people must be invited to Supernova if I think that they can grow. Because with these monthly phone calls, they can feel more my presence.
Right.
And how can you manage the day? Because I send you an email there, and I put from 9 o'clock, I will do a prospering phone call, then at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock, it's a phone call for Supernova. But after that, half of the day is over. Then I will have lunch at 1 o'clock, and then come back at 2 for regular things during the day.
I think you can do more prospecting calls than you're giving yourself credit for. How many calls are you planning on doing a day in prospecting?
I was thinking if I can get 25 good prospects, real prospects, not as you show in the video, people that I know, no. Good prospect that they can give me a ticket of a $5 million, I will get 25 people, I can run them in 1 month, one call a day.
Well, there are 20 working days.
Actually, it could be it could be between one or sometimes I can repeat two phone calls. I don't have any problem with that. But I will have to manage that, because if you can notice in my agenda, I will be 13 weeks out. Actually, not even 13, a little bit less, because sometimes it's only 2 or 3 days, trip like to New York or to somewhere close in the city. That's 2 or 3 days. But in El Salvador is 1 week, Vacation Week is 1 week, Guatemala is 1 week, Chile is 1 week, Costa Rica and Panama 1 week on that, Salvador 1 week, Morgan Stanley trip, that is 2 days. Guatemala in December, and El Salvador is 1 week each.
Okay, the reality is it's your schedule, okay? So you need to tell me what you can physically do and what you can't do. Mm-hmm. We've thought through this. I mean, let's work with this, okay? And let's see how it goes. And you give me feedback, because I can't give you feedback, right? I can't say, you know, that didn't work. You got to tell me what works and what doesn't work, and what you can do and what you can't do. Okay?
I will do my best to try to do this. One prospecting call and 3 calls with Supernova for the
okay.
For 10 days. In that day,
yeah.
In 10 days, we're gonna talk to everybody. And from there, let's see if I did have enough time, if I was short on time, and see how it works.
Great.
This part, actually, Amanda is in the office. Do you want me to tell her to connect?
Yeah, we're getting close to the end, because I'm back to back today. I don't think we need to, because I think, you know, she's going to be in charge of your scheduler. Do you want me to tell her that? Is that, I mean, she...
I want to know if she has the folder, because one of the assignments for this week is assistant should be scheduling 20% of the client to build.
Okay, so why don't you put her on, see if we can
get her. Let's see what is the update on that. She's gonna connect now.
Okay.
On the points that I send you, I think that we have covered almost everything. I will start doing this hopefully as soon as possible, and I'll see how it works, see how it runs time, and the trips. I thought that this year I was going to travel less, and when I put these numbers and I put it in white and black page, I'm seeing that almost every month I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do this right, you have to do it. Amanda.
Hello. How are you, Rob?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking.
I guess the question is, where are you in terms of the organization piece? This is the first week of, we worked on segmentation, and now we're talking about organization. And are you comfortable working with the scheduler, and are you comfortable working with the folders yet? Or do we need to cover some of that?
I would need to cover a little bit of it.
Okay. So do you have questions?
But I don't know exactly what how Andres wants to do it, if he wants to go literally with what the program states or...
Yes, it's going to be exactly as Rob said. Actually, I want to see if it will work. If it will work.
Okay. Then it's pretty clear then. If there's no changes. Or
yeah, we're going to work with what, 33 clients to start with.
Okay.
And so we're going to consider those quote supernova clients. We're going to set them up with 1242.
Okay.
Give them each a folder. You have a folder for each one. Now, is there any, we talked about, you know, some compliance issues in terms of folders and things. Is that an issue or are we going to do,
Do we need to send them physically or do they want it electronically? I don't know how Andres wants to manage it.
Physically. The folders will be physically.
Okay, awesome. Then we'll send a DHL or courier.
That's great. Wonderful.
And it will be physically to everybody, and where they're going to go only with the structure of the folder, no information inside. In that case, no name, no nothing. Just they will start putting all the information on their site once they have the folder. And
okay.
It's going to be 27.
27 clients, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I just send a blank paperwork that's no security breach or no risk involved. If it's blank paperwork.
It has to be the folder with in the video it's showing where what goes first, what goes last, and
right.
How is it structured.
But nothing filled out. Yeah, but nothing filled out. Okay, good. So the first phone call would be filling out the folder.
That's how you want to do it, Andres?
I don't see anything any other way.
Okay.
Do you have any idea? Another idea of how
if we send the information, but it couldn't be physical. It had to be or secure mail or in his login from Morgan Stanley. We can send them secure information through there. We can send them the paperwork on blank by courier if you want them to have a hard copy. But we can fill out the information and just send it through their online access.
I like that.
Okay, and they print it and they put it inside their folders.
Correct. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good.
Do I have the list of the 27 clients? Did you send
it? It is in the share.
Ah, in the share, okay. But I don't see an email. Okay. Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay, well, this will be fun. All right. Excellent.
Let's see how they react.
Well,
most of them will like it.
Yeah, I think they will too. And you know, I went through and gave a list of ideas on how to sell it. I gave like seven bullet points on how to sell it. Why it makes sense. It's
perfect.
Yeah. So you can, and I would say, Andres, to go through that with Amanda, okay, just go through the bullet points with her so that if a client calls, she can also know that script and know what to say. You know, why does this make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, so we are on the same page and we have the same explanation why it works. Okay.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
How about the use of the scheduler? Are you comfortable with that?
Yes.
Amanda? Yeah,
yes.
Good.
I just have to talk to Andres to see how he wants to manage, because in agendas, we haven't been that organized, or I don't know the word, but like we have a calendar, and but there's always changes, or there's, you know, meetings that come up, or so just to make sure that this can do the 12-4-2 without without, you know, trips or, you know, changes in schedule. That I think that will be the
thing that
we need to work on.
Amanda, there's always going to be changes. That is normal, and that's the way it is.
Okay,
like that.
So that's how it's supposed to be, Rob. You know, if things change, like they usually have changes in the schedulers, or is something fixed?
The advantage was, I think that Andres sent me the homework. I hope he shared that with you.
The schedule for the calendar of the trips?
Yeah. Everything that he was going to be doing, who he's going to be working with, et cetera. That's pretty organized. You know, the 9, 10, and 11 o'clock client calls, and then the afternoon prospecting calls. I think those, you know, that you can stick with that. Remember, there's 5-week months, January, April, July, and October. Those are good times for travel. You know, vacations and travel. So work those into the schedule. That keeps from having to disrupt the schedule any more than possible.
Okay.
And when you're traveling, when you're doing these schedules, you might want to think about how that fits in. I think because you're limiting your number. You're limiting your number of clients that you're working with to 27. And because of that, I think the travel will be not as disruptive. You're just not doing that many calls. So I think you can do, I think this will work. Practice it, work with it, you know, the agenda and then the executive summary. Those are wonderful things for the clients that make them love you, that creates your brand. You know, we talked about early on wanting to create a brand. Well, part of your brand is exceptional service. And that's very rare in any service industry these days. So having it consistent and having real process and not changing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody gets, of those 27 clients, they all get the exact same thing. And practice that, practice that, practice that. And Andres, you have to be good about that, too. You both have to be very good. No exceptions among those 27 people. Everybody gets an agenda, an executive summary. Everybody gets a folder. Everybody gets a financial plan. And when you do that, then you can then start to expand it beyond the 27. But first do it for the 27. And try and be as consistent as you can.
Okay? I think our clients are, you know, they rarely cancel regular, you know, meetings when they are in the country. So I'm guessing with the phone calls will be the exact same way. You know, I do sometimes most of the time I do a 24-hour reminder email. So
good.
Yeah, so they, you know, that's what I've done in the past with the trips. So it will be the same, but with a phone call. I think it should be manageable.
And when you do the agenda, it becomes clear that it's an important meeting. It's not just a phone call. See? And that's what you want to make clear. And you guys have to prepare for those calls. That has to be important. So you have to have interesting things to talk about, important things. That's where the financial planning comes in.
Okay.
The other day, I was talking with some advisors that they are doing Supernova, and they showed me a list of the subjects that they are doing. It was a 24-month
Yeah, it's called a 24-month calendar.
I studied that list, and I found that there were 5 topics that they could be used, and there was a 6th one that it might be used, but it's not absolutely necessary. I didn't get 12 topics. Do you have somewhere that I could find ideally 12 topics that people would be interested in, but international people?
Well, it's a good question. I think on page 60 of your homework, I think it's chapter 6,
okay.
we have the 24-month calendar on there in your workbook. Look at that, and let's discuss that the next time.
Actually, this one was exactly the one that I checked, and this one also, it's also in the book.
Yep. Okay. So let's talk about that the next time because we're running out of time. I'm going to put that on my list of things to think about for you.
Okay.
And I'm very interested, by the way, in South America as an investment. How's the best way to invest in South America? And, you know, which countries are doing the best. I think that's a very interesting topic for international investors now. It was not a particularly attractive area for some time now, but I think it's getting very attractive, and I think you being an authority on that can enhance your position with your clients as well as, you know, other clients in other countries. So I think I'd like to hear your comments on that coming up. Next week, if you could.
Okay.
Okay. So let's end this for now, and the homework then is going to be to do the homework, whatever it is for this week, but also to give me. I'm going to work on the 24-month calendar. And you're going to work on the economics and the outlook for South American security. So that is interesting. And I'd also be interested in what artificial intelligence and robotics means to South America. I think that would be a fabulous topic for you to become an expert on.
Okay. 2 interesting topics. Perfect.
Okay. Good man. Okay. Thank you for doing your homework. You're doing a good job. I'm really impressed.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Amanda. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rob. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.